be glad. And it, certainly we honor Pastor Young in his absence. We thank God for him. And if he's traveling, we ask God to watch out for him. It certainly is a blessing to see all of you in the house of the Lord on this morning. God is good. I'm going to get right into the word of the Lord. If you'll join me in the book of Job, the 42nd chapter, Job chapter number 42, starting at verse number 7. We believe there is a word on today. Job chapter number 42, starting at verse number 7. I have in front of me the New International Version. When you're there, please say amen. Starting at verse 7, you'll find these words. After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, I am angry with you and your two friends because you have not spoken the truth about me, as my servant Job has. So now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly. Not deal with you according to your folly. So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite did what the Lord told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. I want to talk on the next moments on the subject, the benefits of being faithful. The benefits of being faithful. Let us pray. God, how we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for allowing us just to make it in the house on today. God, we thank you for you simply being our everything. You are the God who woke us up this morning and the God who started us on our way. And God, on today, we're expecting there to be a word from you. Show yourself to be mighty in this place, God, as we prepare to hear word from you, that the people would be blessed by me or blessed by thee and not impressed by me. God, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. The benefits of being faithful. My brothers and sisters, if we were to be honest with ourselves today, there are a lot of things happening in our lives and in the world around us that sometimes make it hard to remain faithful to God. Yes, yes. As I take a step back and look at the scope of life, life sometimes has a way of making it hard for us to remain faithful to our God. Oh, we come to church week after week. We sing songs. We pray prayers. We even hear preaching. But yet sometimes it's difficult to remain faithful to God. Oh, it's difficult to be faithful when we try our best to live for God, but trials and tribulations never seem to leave us alone. We do as the preacher says, and we try our best to hold on to God's unchanging hand. But the reality is that sometimes it's hard. It's hard to be faithful when our lights are being cut off. It's hard to be faithful when we wake up to go to work each and every day to a job that we don't like and that works our last nerves. It's hard to be faithful when our senior citizens are having to live off of one Social Security check a month and that check is barely enough to cover half of their expenses. Or do I have anybody who knows that it's hard to be faithful? It's hard to be faithful when we don't know where life is taking us. It's hard to be faithful when even the people at church mistreat us and mishandle our gifts. Oh, I'm not too afraid to admit that there have been some things that have occurred in my own life that have tried its best to get me to stop being faithful to our God. But the one thing that always keeps me going is the fact that God has never been unfaithful to me. Or do I have any witnesses? Witnesses that can say that every time I needed God was right there. God never left me. God never gave up on me, but God was right there beside me, even when I wasn't right beside God. So remain faithful to God, not to that job. They can fire you. Not to that car. It can break down and leave you on side of the road. Not to that boo or that booette. They will fail you, cheat on you, lie to you, and walk out on
on you, but put your faith in God. God will never leave us. God will never forsake us. God will never walk out on us. And I wish there was somebody here that could get excited about the fact that I can put my faith in God.
Well, here in the text, we get the opportunity to witness a man who had the chance to reap the benefits of being faithful. Yeah. Beloved, this text deals with a man named Job. Job was a man who had his faith tested by God to the extent that most of us would have given up and thrown in the towel. Oh, he had his faith tested through the deaths of his livestock, children, and his servants. Oh, how many of us know that Job had his faith tested? And in the midst of Job dealing with his griefs, Job had three friends who decided to stop by and see about him. They wanted to make sure that Job was okay. However, in trying to say the right things to comfort Job, they ended up saying nothing but the wrong things. Oh, we know how some people are. Things will happen in our lives, and instead of them saying, hey, I'm praying for you, they feel as if they have to say something. And in trying to find something, they do nothing but say the wrong thing. Oh, this was the issue with Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. They ended up saying everything to Job, from you must have sinned against God to make God treat you this way, to you deserve what God has done to you. And one friend went as far as to say that Job should have gotten much more pain from God than what he had already received. Oh, it was bad, y'all. But what I like about this particular story is that Job never allowed for his friends to make him give in. He didn't give up. He didn't walk out. He didn't even curse God. But he was able to look past what they were saying and remain faithful to God. Oh, if he had listened to his friends, he would have certainly given up on God, but he never did. And some of us can learn from Job's story. No matter how many folk get in our ears, we should remain faithful to God. No matter how many people try to talk us out of walking with God, we should keep on walking with God. If they think we're crazy, we should keep on walking with God, because God has been faithful to us. Do I have anybody that can say that no matter what, I'm going to keep on walking. I'm going to keep on working. I'm going to keep on striving, and I'm going to keep on being faithful. So that brings me to the question. What happened when Job stayed true to God? Well, the first thing we see according to the text is that when Job stayed true to God, God dealt with the people who were trying to discourage Job. Oh, it's right there in the text. Take a look at verse number 7. After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, I am angry with you and your two friends because you have not spoken the truth about me. As my servant Job has here, the Lord is expressing his anger towards Job's friends who, according to the Lord, were not speaking the truth about him. You see, these three had no problem opening their mouths and speaking on behalf of the Lord when they didn't even know what the Lord was saying. I believe our president would call that fake news. And here we witness a response from the Lord that is representative of his anger. But take a look at verse number 8. So now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly. So not only does the Lord express his anger towards Eliphaz and the rest of Job's friends, but he goes a step further. He asked them to take a burnt offering to Job. So watch this. They are not taking a sacrifice to just anybody off the street. They now have to take an offering to the same man they did wrong in the first place. Oh, somebody's about to miss that thing. The same people Job is angry at now have to reach out to Job because their lives depended on it. Yeah, this is the same man they did wrong in the first place, but yet they found themselves having to go back to the same man that they angered because God said that your life depends on it. Oh, and oh, my brothers and sisters, we have to learn how to let God deal with these people who try to discourage us, because sometimes it might just
just include those same people having to come back to us while their lives depend on it. Some of us need to learn how to step back and allow for the Lord to deal with the people and the things that have a goal to discourage us while we get out of his way. Because sometimes while we're thinking we can handle these types of people better than the Lord can, the Lord will flip the script and show us exactly who's in charge. So step back out of the way and let God deal with the ones who try to discourage us.
So what happened when Job stayed true? Well, the first thing we see is that the Lord dealt with the people who were trying to discourage him in the first place. The second thing we see is that when Job stayed true, the Lord elevated him because of his obedience. Take a look at verse number 9. So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite did what the Lord told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. So here, in this particular part of the text, Eliphaz and his friends have just done what the Lord asked him to do. But this part of the text doesn't focus as much on Job's friends as it does on Job. So not only did Job's friends have to respond to a request from the Lord, but so did Job. Job found himself being asked to pray for the very people he was upset at. The text doesn't indicate that Job gave any attitude, but just imagine having to listen to and pray for the very people we are upset with. Some of us wouldn't even be able to do it, but this is exactly what Job had to do. But something happened once Job obeyed God and was finally able to pray for his friends. Take a look at the text again. Verse 10 says, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. So notice how Job wasn't able to be rewarded for his behavior until after he obeyed God by praying for his friends. It wasn't until after God accepted Job's prayer that Job was finally able to be elevated. In other words, some of us need to get the opportunity, some of us never get the opportunity to reap the benefits of our faithfulness because we can't learn how to forgive people and go into prayer for the same people we don't like. Oh, in order for Job to be able to obey God and pray for the same people he found himself being mad at, he had to be willing to let go of the pain and hurt caused by those same people. And don't you know, my brothers and sisters, that sometimes obeying God will be hard. Sometimes obeying God will cause us to be prayerful when we really want to be bitter. Sometimes obeying God will make us fall down on our knees and pray for the ones who try to discourage us when we really would rather curse them clean out. Sometimes obeying God will make us swallow our pride just to give those same people peace of mind. Oh, it's hard to obey the Lord sometimes, but we see in Job's case that in his obedience to the Lord, it paid off. And watch this, not only did he get all of his stuff back, but he got back twice the amount he had before. Oh, that's something to shout about. The fact that the Lord can take our pain and take our hurt and turn it into our elevation is simply something to shout about because of our obedience. So beloved, we have to be very mindful when we take people who make us mad and we have vengeance on our mind. Because here Job is showing us that the Lord can take these same people and bring them back to us in a state of vulnerability. Oh, that's good news on today. So we have to be very careful when we put down certain people that the Lord is really calling us to pray for. We might just be missing out on a chance to be elevated. So I want to tell you a quick story. Some of you may know, some may not. I work for Parks and Rec right here in the county. I work with kids, y'all. And I'm sure there are some in this room who know that there are both blessings and burdens with working with young children. There was one particular child who, to just say the least, was a very special child. Usually, he did what he wanted, had no problem putting his hands on other kids or even the staff. So one day I decided that I was going to take action. I pulled him to the side and decided to have an intimate conversation with this young boy. I tried my best to reason with him and to help him understand that his behavior was unacceptable. I tried to speak logically and pragmatically. I even tried to use metaphors and analogies to help him understand. But none of that worked, y'all, so I went to the last resort. And I finally said, listen, if you behave all of tomorrow, that means I don't have to talk to you even once. I'll have a piece of candy waiting for you at the end of the day. His face lit up because I was now speaking to him in a language that he could understand. So needless to say, we had a deal. Tomorrow came, and all day long, he was on his best behavior. He kept his hands to himself. He asked before he left the room, and he was even respectful all day long. So it was now time to go to the gym. It was near the end of the day, and it was almost time for him to get that piece of candy and go home. So we're playing a game in the gym, and all of a sudden, he gets tagged out in one of the games. As he got tagged, he fell to the ground due to how hard the tagger tagged him. As he fell to the ground, some of the other kids started to laugh. This young boy got back up and decided that he was going to retaliate on the boy who tagged him out. The young boy with whom I thought I had a deal looked at the other boy dead in the face and pushed him right to the ground. Now, I remind you, the deal was for him to behave all day long. And he did it for almost the entire day. But as soon as it was almost time to go home, someone aggravated him and caused him to lash out. I made him sit down for a few moments and made him cool off. After he had, I called him over and had a conversation with him. The first thing that proceeded out of his mouth was, "Do I still get my candy?" I asked him why he felt like he should. And he said, "Well, I did what I was supposed to do almost all day long." I said, "Almost is the key word there, buddy. But since I'm a fair guy," I said, "look, I'll make you a deal. If you go back to the same kid and apologize to him for what you did, I will give you that piece of candy." I didn't expect him to do it, because with this particular child, having to apologize for something he'd done was just as hard as facing the fact that he wasn't getting that piece of candy. So it was intentional on my part. But I watched his face as he pondered what he was going to do. And I said, "Look, all you have to do is go over there and make things right, and you will be rewarded with a piece of candy." So he came to his senses, went on over there, and got his piece of candy. So see, he was aggravated, and I asked him to go back to the same person he was aggravated with to make things right. And for his obedience, he was then rewarded with a piece of candy. And all I came to tell somebody today is that we can't continue to allow people to take our attention away from our assignment. Keep being faithful. I know it hurts sometimes, but keep on being faithful. I know it seems like we're the only ones working at times, but keep on being faithful. I know we might not understand it, we might not see it, we might not feel it, but keep on being faithful. God will reward our faithfulness. God will honor our faithfulness. God will elevate our faithfulness. So keep on being faithful and watch God work. Oh, I wonder if there's anybody here that knows that there are benefits to being faithful. There are benefits to serving the Lord. There are benefits to being faithful to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There are benefits to being faithful to Alpha and Omega. There are benefits to being faithful to the true vine, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the Ancient of Days. There are benefits to being faithful. And I wonder if anybody can get excited about the fact that God is able to reward our faithfulness. That this is not all in vain, but I'm doing it because God is a
rewarder of them that are faithful to God. So keep on being faithful to the one who woke you up this morning. Keep on being faithful to the one who started you on your way. Keep on being faithful. God has never left us. God never walked out on us. God never turned God's back on us. So keep on being faithful and watch God work it out. Won't God work it out? Won't God work it out? If you know he'll work it out, let me hear you say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Yes.
So God sent me here today, Second Liberty, to tell you to keep on being faithful. When it looks as if we're the only ones working, keep on being faithful. When you look back and you realize that times just aren't how they used to be, keep on being faithful. When you look back and you realize that they don't pack the house like they used to, keep on being faithful. When it looks as if people are just after man and not after God, keep on being faithful. Because as we see in the text, God is a rewarder of those who are faithful to God. So when it's hard, keep on being faithful. When it's tough and rough, keep on being faithful. Because God will make it God's business to always be there as long as we're faithful. As long as we keep walking, as long as we keep striving, as long as we keep pushing. So we can't worry about the mountains that get in our way. Keep on being faithful. God has the ability to remove mountains. We can't worry about who's saying this and who's doing that. Keep on being faithful, because God is a rewarder of those that are faithful to God. Anybody know it on today? Oh, if you believe it, come on and clap your hands. The doors of the church are open. There may be someone here today who doesn't know the Lord, and you decided that you want a chance to be able to be faithful to a God that has been faithful to us even when we didn't acknowledge God. If that's you on today, I want you to come forward. You've decided that you want to receive the Lord into your heart, and you're ready to accept him even on this day. I want you to come forward at this time. Maybe you've been coming here for a while and you decided that this is the church where God is placing me and planting me. This is the church where I believe I can be a good steward of the gifts that God has given me. If that's you, I want you to come forward. There are none, God is pleased.